It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you are a server or work in the service industry, I would love for you to join in this conversation. 833-563-2539. If social media is more your style, you can DM us, Radio Now AM Show on Instagram, or send us a tweet, Radio Now AM Show. Live the Web Girls, is this you that had the story? I know Pork Chop had one too.
Yes, okay, so I have a story as well. It's not about me, but so one of my friends from college, she is a waitress right now.
Okay.
And there's a regular that comes in, obviously, all of the time, and he'll, like, flirt with her or whatever. And then finally, like, they went out for drinks one time after her shift, and then it became a couple more times. She flipped pancakes with him.
Oh, so, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's a heck of a tip.
Yeah.
Just the tip.
Yeah. So she obviously, like, knows him well, whatever. And so she was like, oh, like, he's so cute, and he's so nice and charming. So finally it happened, and it's happened multiple times. And so she was like, oh, this could maybe turn into something. Well, turns out, like, people start noticing them flirting, and another waitress comes up to her and, like, confronts her about it, because that waitress was like, hey, like, we're flipping pancakes right now. We're hooking up. Like, I mean, I see you guys flirting, but, like, just know it kind of hurts. And she's like, what? I'm flipping pancakes with him. Then other waitresses hear about it, and there are, like, six or seven different waitresses at this one restaurant that this guy is all hooking up with.
That is insane. So he's just putting the batter everywhere.
Exactly. So he doesn't know what to do. He's like, they're like, do we confront him? Do we just not serve him anymore? Do we just play it cool?
Well, you can't just deny somebody service. 833-563-2539. Thanks for that story, Liv. Now, Porkchop, you also have a story?
Yeah, this is crazy. I worked with a girl, and she was a bartender. And she was working, I guess it was around Christmas time or something. And actually, there was two bartenders working. So the guy was done. He paid his bill. And he was leaving his tip. And he whips out this stack of $100 bills.
Whoa.
And he just goes, slap, 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 slap. Like, back and forth, back and forth. Then he says, okay, here, $1,000 for you and $1,000 for you. Both girls got $1,000 tip. And the story gets even better, Joe. So a month later, he comes in again and gives her, like, a little gift. This time, it's, like, a really fancy diamond bracelet. Like, crazy, crazy. So she took the gift, and then he left. And the next day, she was like, you know what? I don't want this. I got to take the money for it. So I don't know how. It's her story. But she knew, like, what store it came from. So she went back to the store, returned it, got the money for it, $4,500.
Oh my gosh.
And as she was leaving the store, guess who she saw?
The guy?
The guy that got it for her, and he was so pissed. He was so mad.
What are you doing here? What's going on?
Oh, dude, she said she ran, and then she saw him the next day in the restaurant. She was like, look, if you want the money back. And he was like, oh, he was so upset.
All right, 833-563-2539. If you call in, I want to hear your story about working in the service industry. Those are some strange encounters with customers. Debbie, what did you do? You worked in the service industry?
I did. I used to work at TGI Fridays, and there was a regular customer that came in all the time. He kept asking me to hook up. He's like, we can meet after work. I told him I was married. I had three kids at home. He said, I don't care. I'm married, and I have kids at home as well. So he just kept coming in, constantly, constantly coming in. Well, the one day he came in with his wife and his kids, and I confronted them both.
Oh!
What did you say, Debbie?
I walked up to him, I walked up to her, and I was like, hey, I said, I know your husband. And she was like, oh, yeah, he says he comes in here all the time, and blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, but did he kind of left the part out that he keeps trying to get me to get with him after work. But when I told him I was married, he said he was married too and didn't care. He cheats on his wife all the time.
What did she say? How did she respond to that?
Oh, she smacked him like really hard, took the kids and left.
That is
and
crazy.
He got so mad. Yeah, he got really upset. And I'm like, dude, I don't care.
Good for you, honestly. Did he ever come in again?
Dude, yeah.
He kept coming in even after that?
Yes, he did. He kept coming in even after that. And I was just like, you know what? So I told my boss, and my boss finally told him, you're not welcome here anymore.
Wow. Honestly, good for your boss and good for you. That is epic.
Did he at least like leave a good tip when you like ratted him out?
Oh, yeah. His wife did. His wife actually found me on Facebook a week later, and she was apologizing, and she was really upset, and me and her still talk to this day.
I was going
to
say plot twist. She wanted to hook up with you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's like, hey, you want to hook up, Debbie? Hey, thank you for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.